Once again, we return to that old mansion on the hill overlooking the Bay of Inverness. Its windows are like a thousand eyes turned inward, and its doors, hinged on time, open into endless space. As we look in on the Inverness mansion, we find Jack, Mojo, and Claudine sitting in the library. The topic of conversation is Sanford White, who had attempted to destroy an old Victorian steam projector that was hidden away in a secret room in the mansion. But Sanford did not succeed.
What did old Cole of King Cole think of our steamoscope?
He didn't know what to make of it.
He was able to repair it?
Yeah. It was the cast iron casing that your friend, Sanford White, so diligently smashed with a sledgehammer.
Jack, I'm sorry. I trusted Sanford.
I know.
Sanford was doing what he thought was right.
Oh, and luckily, the internal chamber that spins the glass slides was still intact.
Can we test it out now?
I was thinking, maybe we should just leave it be.
Why? What's wrong?
I've come to realize that what I've been looking for, I already have.
Are you retiring, Jack?
Mojo, I'll never retire, but, well, I'm tired of constantly pursuing one strange quest after another, and speaking of strange, Claudine, why are you giving me that look?
Why did you have the projector repaired when you had no intention of our using it again?
Because I've had time to think about things, and I've decided to remain here in Inverness
And do what? Nothing?
Claudine, my aunt left me a nice endowment. At least enough to take it easy. So maybe it's time I do just that.
You think you're going to sit around and watch the sun come up and the sun go down all day long?
Well, I mean, look around you. There are thousands of great books in this library. Enough to keep me busy for decades. Claudine, are you pouting?
I'm going back to Montreal.
Don't do that. Jack's just in one of his funks. It'll pass.
Will it, Jack?
Okay, look. I know you two are eager to get that clunky old steam projector up and running again, but have you asked yourselves why? Claudine, you said you met someone you knew as a child, an imaginary friend, and she wanted you to stay there with her. I mean, doesn't that sound just a little bit crazy?
I'm aware of that.
Well, then why do you want to go back?
Because there is so much more to see.
I agree with Claudine. I was able to get on that Zeppelin, and the people there, they were flat, two-dimensional, like part of an old black-and-white photograph. But I sat down and started to play the piano, and I could hear them talking. And then they started to move. I could smell perfume, cigarettes, and food. Man, I could even taste the food.
Mojo, you told me this before, but I'm sorry. It doesn't mean that they...
Wait.
What?
The last time I was on that Zeppelin, I saw clouds float on by, meaning everything was starting to move. Now, I find that exciting. And if you want to sit here and curl up with a good book, that's cool. But I want to go back up there and see what else is cooking on that Zeppelin.
Okay. Sanford White took a hammer to that projector because he believed we had become addicted to these steam dreams.
Well, Sanford wasn't all wrong. He could see we had gotten carried away. But now that I know, we can stay alert. It's not going to happen again, not to me.
Claudine, you really want to go back, don't you?
What do you think I've been saying?
Okay.
Well, Mojo and I can watch out for each other.
Yeah, but if Mojo is off doing his thing and you're off doing your thing...
I'm going aboard the Zeppelin with Mojo.
Oh, I see you two have been talking about this.
Yeah, we figured you'd start hemming and hawing.
Look, Mojo, I don't hem and I certainly don't haw, but, well, whatever you want, just do it.
Jack, come with us.
Man, you gotta see the Zeppelin. It's beautiful. And the more I stay up there, the more everything becomes alive. And if you two there, maybe I'll be able to tell how much of this I'm making up and how much is really up there.
Jack, please, just one more time. That's all I ask.
God.
Wouldn't you like to ride on a zeppelin?
Can I ever say no to you?
Well, just say no.
No.
All right.
So, you and Mojo are going to go off on a madcap adventure while I just sit here and read a book, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A zeppelin, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's a beaut. Mm. Big, too. Got two decks. And you ought to see the controls. It's got this wheel like for steering an ocean liner. And the view, man, it's like nothing you've ever seen.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Well, you can imagine, but that ain't the same as seeing.
So, still saying no, Jack?
No. When do you want to go?
Right now.
Oh. All right.
And so Jack and Mojo return to the cellar to once again shovel coal into that old cast iron steam boiler. But there was something Jack wasn't aware of, and that was a conversation that took place earlier between Mojo and Claudine and the caretaker of Inverness, old far-seeing Art.
Art, there were times we were up in that steam room and that slide projector would slow down and stop.
Well, there was a faulty valve. Cole fixed that.
We want you to keep the furnace going.
We don't want to run out of steam.
How long you all plan to stay up there?
Just don't let the furnace die.
You gonna spend the winter?
Give us at least 48 hours.
You gonna be steaming for 2 days?
That's right.
Well, I'll keep her stoked.
And one more thing. Don't tell Jack.
I don't know about that. He's the boss.
Please? It's a surprise.
Yeah, I'll bet it is.
Thanks, Art.
Yep.
And now, as the boiler heats up and the steam begins to rise, the three adventurers, well, at least two adventurers and one ex-adventurer who has come along for the ride, climb the stairs back up into the tower, and then through the narrow corridor within the walls, and finally into that tiled room they call Steam Dreams.
Mojo, how's the slide projector looking? Any steam escaping?
It appears old King Cole did a solid job welding the cracks.
Oh, good. Claudine, you comfortable?
Jack, I'm so excited. Thank you.
Oh, so you are.
You two seen anything out there?
Nothing yet.
Let me say a few words about that steamoscopic projector. It's a rather large, elaborate cast iron slide projector that's operated by steam. The slides spin around, creating a three-dimensional stereoscopic image, a sort of Victorian version of a hologram. There are chairs arranged in a circle in the center of the tiled room. A black and white photograph of a town is projected into the room.
Jack, you have to trust me.
Okay.
I cannot have you telling me what I should do.
When do I ever tell you what to do?
Something isn't working. Hang on there.
I'm just warning you in advance.
Mojo, what's the problem?
I'm working on it.
But Claudine, what if I'm trying to protect you?
From what?
Well, you know, from some demon or maybe an evil wizard.
Then ask me first.
Why are we having this conversation?
Because I don't want you to protect me from myself.
Okay. Fair enough.
Oh, there, yes. Now I see something.
Ah. Oh, right. The image is coming back.
As the slide projector gets up to speed, other slides slip into place. They can see people, horses, carriages, men in frock coats and top hats, women with long dresses and bustles. And high above it all is a zeppelin.
Ah, there's Mr. Zeppelin. Still hovering way up there.
But how do we get on board?
Did you bring a ladder?
No, man. We bring the zeppelin down here.
How do we do that?
Well, first, you gotta relax. You take 3 conscious breaths.
And then smile.
That's right. Ready?
Jack?
I've already started.
We'll start again.
Okay. All together now.
Here's Eppy. Come on down. That's right. A little closer. Give Mojo that old zooming effect. That's it. It'll get a little grainy as it gets closer, but that'll change.
The great Zeppelin now fills the sky. Its shadow covers the city. Mojo reaches up, stretching out his arms, and finally, his fingertips touch the surface of the great airship.
Reach out. You can feel the skin.
Oh my God, I can actually touch it.
Don't that feel good?
Oh, this is amazing, Mojo.
Just keep breathing slow. Now all you gotta do is slip on through this thin membrane. It's as easy as can be.
Our three adventurers slowly step in through the thin skin and into the gondola.
Look, there are people.
They're not moving, not just yet, but give them time and you'll hear them talking. You'll see a hand move or maybe a head turn and someone will take out a cigarette. Just give them time.
What do they make of your being here among them?
They think I'm the piano player.
I didn't realize there's so much room on the Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah. There's two decks, a lounge, a parlor. There's stateroom, sleeping quarters, a commercial kitchen, bathrooms, a dining room, and a cockpit.
I'd like to see the cockpit.
Well, I'll take you there. But first, let's sit down and see if I can wake him up a little. Well, when I was here before, I couldn't tell how much of this was happening in my head and how much I wasn't making up.
This is amazing, Mojo.
And you were going to sit and read the book, huh, Jack?
Okay. You got me.
There. That ought to shake the dust off him a little. Come on. I'll show you to the cockpit. Down this way.
Mojo leads the way through the lounge, down the steps to the lower deck, and finally to the cockpit located in the front of the ship.
Now look at that.
Wow. It's a classic wooden steering wheel. Exactly like you'd find on an old sailing ship.
It's a big one, all right.
I'd love to fly this.
Go ahead. I don't think it'd make much difference since we're not going anywhere.
I don't know about that. The last time I was here, I saw clouds float on by.
Were the clouds moving, or were you?
As far as I could tell, both.
Did you see? It just moved.
What? What moved?
The ship's steering wheel. It gave a little turn.
Oh, that was probably the pilot. He was just adjusting his course.
Oh, you mean he's beginning to awaken?
Oh, listen. Some of those people, they wake up faster than the others. There was a woman I was talking to. She was up and walking about, long before anybody else.
Oh, is that the woman you mentioned before?
Yeah. She's pretty elegant. Italian, I think.
Will everyone here eventually awaken?
Oh, they'll seem like they're awake. But most of the people won't even see you. They'll just look right through you. But then, there's someone who will look right at you.
So, if we go around talking to these people, and if someone actually answers, then we'll know we're being seen?
I think you'll find out soon enough.
Oh, are they having a party?
They can get pretty lively, especially back in the cocktail lounge. I'll show you. Come on.
Oh, the food looks delicious. It's too bad that we can't eat it.
Oh, it just needs to awaken a little.
You mean the food wakes up too?
Yeah. I was trying a little caviar. No taste at first. But when I waited a while and tried it again, that was pretty fine.
I wish I had dressed for this. I feel like people are giving me strange looks.
Well, at least you're being seen.
There's my friend. Come on, I'll introduce you.
Oh, I feel feel so out of place.
Ah, Contessa, I want you to meet a couple friends of mine, Claudine and Jack.
Oh, I am pleased to meet the friends of Mr. Mojo. I'm Contessa Entelina Eliminado. Is something wrong, mademoiselle?
Everyone here is dressed so formal. People are looking at me strangely.
Oh, they are curious, perhaps envious. You are an adventuress. You are like the great white huntress here on safari.
I wish I could believe that.
Contessa, do you have something that would fit Claudine? Something that might be a little more appropriate for the occasion?
Claudine, please, come with me. We will see what we should find, huh?
Well, I'm gonna go look around a little bit.
No. You come too. I find a wardrobe for all of you.
You got tuxedos?
I do not know, but they do.
Am I going to wear their clothes?
Why not? They walk around as though they are still asleep. So why? What would they know?
Mojo, I'm gonna enjoy this.
And so the Countess rummages through the wardrobes until she finds the right tuxedos for Jack and Mojo. And then she and Claudine head off for the dressing rooms.
Mm-mm. I like wearing a tuxedo. Man, I'm back to feeling like I'm putting on the Ritz.
You look pretty sharp, Mojo.
We're both looking pretty fine.
Well, shall we get a drink?
They got a good bartender. He can make a pretty mean martini.
Sounds good to me.